I fell asleep last night quite early, and I had it in my mind that I wanted to record another episode for you of The Teasing Tales of Alice. And I have this little fantasy or scenario in my brain, and I've been mulling around all of the different possibilities that could happen. And whatever flies out of my mouth at this point, I guess, is what happens. Because it could go many different ways. So this is what I'm picturing. Alice is at the gym. And she was running late. She got off work and she had her class, and she's getting out of her class. And her boyfriend is there. He's got to get going. Anyway, they come up to each other and, of course, exchange things that boyfriend and girlfriends exchange. He gives her a kiss and a little smack on the ass. She has a very curvy figure, not overweight, very voluptuous in that her ass is very plump. It's a grabbable ass. It's a nice ass. She has decent-sized breasts, small waist. She's pretty petite. Long hair. And she lets it go wild for her class because she likes to dance. That's the only place she's free. So, anyway, she gets out of her class. She exchanges pleasantries with her man. Let's describe her man. Okay. So, I would say she likes her boyfriend, but she's not completely enthralled with him. He's sweet to her. He is always up for a Friday night suck and fuck, which is thoroughly important to her. She likes sex, and she wants that consistency and dependability, because she's not somebody who wants to go to the bar and pick up some rando stranger. She's just not like that. But he's sweet to her, and, you know, there's an attraction. So she likes having him around. Anyway, she has her gym bag in her hand. And as her boyfriend is walking away, she's starting to leave, and she notices that there is a guy draped over, his arms are draped over the weight bench. Oh, I guess it's a squat rack of some sort. He's draped over, he has his headphones in, and he has kind of a smirk on his face. And he just so happens to be the guy that she has a mad crush on. Remember, if you've ever listened to The Nightclub, remember that guy? The guy that just makes her feel weak and faint. And her heart starts fluttering again, because that's what he does to her. It's actually one of the reasons why she joined this club, because any chance she could see him, it's a good day. So, anyway, she grabs her pink bag and tries to make her way past him. And I'm sure that little smirk is on his face, because he knows what she feels like between her thighs. Because at the nightclub, he mistakenly, or maybe not mistakenly, ran his hand down her backside and in between her thighs. Which, you know, in between there probably was a little bit wet, because she saw him and she was thinking of him as she was dancing. So anyway, she's pulling out her phone and looking at her phone and trying to look like she's busy or not desperate, I guess. Kind of scrolling through her usual social apps, Pinterest or Facebook, Instagram, making her way to the gym locker room. And she goes in, puts her stuff down, and takes her clothes off. She's wearing a black sports bra, black tank top, black leggings. Of course, because she likes black, clearly. And grabs her shampoo. You know, she's a practical girl. It's a 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner. I don't know if you needed to know that detail. That's the shit that comes in my brain. Anyway, so she's in the shower, taking great care to clean all of the important spots because she would like to fuck tonight, and it's very important to her to be clean. So she's making sure she's cleaning every spot. Anyway, she gets out of the shower, wraps the towel around her, and proceeds to the bench where her pink bag is still sitting because there's nobody in there. She doesn't really feel the need to lock up her sweaty clothes. It's not that important to her. All right, so she takes her towel off and wraps her hair up in the towel. Takes out her bottle of lotion. It's pear-scented lotion. And she wants to make sure her legs are nice and soft. So squirting it out, starting from her toes, going up her ankles, along her calves, up to her thighs, inner thighs, and back down again. And she hears somebody enter the locker room, which is not a big deal because she really doesn't care. It's all women. It's not a big deal. And she hears the shuffling, and then the feet stop. And she's just not quite sure what's going on because usually she'll hear somebody just pass her or, you know, open up a locker and the jingling of the lock. But she doesn't hear anything. She just hears these footsteps that stop kind of close to her. But she continues on, lotioning up, just trying to get out of there because she wants to go see her boyfriend. And she hears something else, a bag drop. And it's actually quite close to her. And she looks behind. And it's him. Yeah, it's him. At first she's thinking, what a fucking pervert. You know? But then realizes that she had gone into the wrong locker room. As she was thinking, as she was looking through her phone, she kind of fucked up and went into the wrong locker room, which they are identically designed, and just didn't notice. And so she's standing there with her leg on the bench, her ass in the air, naked, and you could see his eyes are wide and he has that smirk again. That delicious smirk. And he's officially seeing her ass. So so she says that he needs to go away. He needs to, you know, go to the other side or around the other side and give her some privacy. But he won't move. He doesn't move. He just stands there. And by this time, and she's covering her breasts. By this time, she can tell that his shorts, he's getting aroused. And he starts walking toward her. And she doesn't wanna leave. She wants to be a good girl. She wants to put her towel on her body and get out of there and go back to her boyfriend, but there's something that keeps her there. Maybe this deep fantasy that she's had all this time about him, a curiosity about what those hands would feel like inside her, because she did have a little taste at the nightclub. So anyway, he continues to go toward her. And she turns to face him. And she puts her hand out and touches him and feels how hard he is. And his hand goes down onto her pussy. And it's clear that the attraction is mutual. I'm gonna stop there. The teasing tales of Alice.